Hello and welcome, everyone. You are tuned in to Pit Stop Humor, the podcast, episode number 2. This is your host, Damon. Today is going to be a fairly short and simple podcast. I really just wanted to touch base with the listeners out there, and I really want to get a feel of what's going on in your lives. So hopefully you guys can provide some insight to what's going on out there with you, some questions, possibly topics that you want to discuss on the show. Hopefully maybe in the future I can get you guys on the show and you can talk about it. But right now I just wanted to really talk about some issues that's going on in the world right now. We just had a Memorial Day weekend. It was a beautiful, sunny, warm weather weekend up here in Rochester, New York. I was out there enjoying some barbecue and, well, not enjoying barbecue because I'm a vegetarian, but I was at barbecues at friends' places and everything like that. And as long as there's booze, that's all it takes for me is just have alcohol there, I'm there. I don't even care if I have to pay for it. I'll rob some old lady just to get the money for the booze. So I had a wonderful time this weekend. I spent the whole weekend with my partner, Eric, and we just had a grand time going to friends' houses and just kind of relaxing. We got some movies from Blockbuster. We watched The Alphabet Killer that was filmed up here in Rochester, New York, with Elijah Dushku. That was a fairly decent movie. I wouldn't rent it again. It's not something that I'm going to go out and buy on DVD, but it was good for 99 cents, I suppose. The other one was Eric's pick. He wanted to watch Madagascar Part 2, coming back to Africa. That was a cute Disney movie. That was fun. I'd never seen the first one, so I don't know where to base any kind of timeline off of for the second movie, but it was cute. I got to give him that. He did fall asleep during it, and I finished watching the movie, so I enjoyed it. And the third movie that we watched was the second installment of the Donnie Darko series. It was called S. Darko, A Donnie Darko Tale. It was pretty good. It's about Donnie's younger sister, Samantha, and she goes through some of the same issues that Donnie went through in the first movie. So, really, other than just watching the movies, it was just kind of a chill weekend. We had some junk food. We had some booze, we had some friends over, we went to friends' houses, we just did the normal Memorial Day weekend, kind of hang out and do nothing. So other than that, it was just relaxing. So what did you guys do this weekend? Anything exciting? Anything going on out there in the listener world? Well, hopefully you guys can email me at pitstophumor@gmail.com, or you can call the hotline at 206-666-5607. You can leave a recorded message there, and you can hear your voice on this exact podcast, in fact. So let's talk about some issues that's going on right now. Proposition 8 in California to legally ban gay marriage is actually getting voted on today, because I'm recording this podcast Monday, and it's about 11:30, so I haven't heard any kind of ruling or anything come down from the courts yet. So I'm just talking about this right now and thinking that it's probably going to pass. My ordeal with the whole thing is, in my community of gay friends, they are based off of titles, labels, brand names, stuff like that. You could throw a Louis Vuitton label on a plastic bag and they'll pay $75 for it. So, it's no surprise at all for me that they want to take the title of marriage. Why don't we, as gay people in America, let the conservative Christians have the title of marriage? All we want is equal rights, the same as anyone else in America, because we are citizens of this country. We want equal rights. Whether it be under another name or under the institution of marriage, under the label of marriage, it doesn't matter. We just want to have the same rights. So why can't we fight for our rights, but put it under a different name, such as a civil union, instead of fight over a title? Because it's ridiculous to fight over the label of marriage. It makes no sense. As long as you have the same rights as anyone else in America and you're giving the same opportunities, why not take that instead of crying and bitching about, I want to be married in a church? Just have your own little ceremony and have your rights and be happy with it. Stop fucking crying about every little thing. It's ridiculous. It makes people in the country look at everyone else and say, what is their problems? They're acting like little babies. Grow a fucking sack and stop acting like immature little toddlers. Just take your rights and be happy with it. Now, everyone thought that President Obama was going to be the second coming of Jesus Christ and just bring peace and happiness across the globe to everyone instantly. That's not the case. If people would have paid attention to what he was saying when he was campaigning, he said that he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman. So why are you sitting there and fighting everything tooth and nail when the President of the United States that you guys elected, that you thought was going to be wonderful and great, is doing the exact opposite of what you thought? He's a politician. Get used to it. Well, enough about the gay marriage thing. I'm tired of bitching about it. I'm tired of people bitching about it. I'm tired of hearing about it, everything. Let's get over it. Just like Miss California, let's dump the bitch in a dumpster and get on with the life, alright? Now, the next topic, North Korea. These guys are sitting over there testing nuclear bombs underground. And they're telling us so. And they're basically taunting us, waving a big nuclear bomb in our face, saying, come and get us if you can. We're blowing this shit up. Alright? When will we learn we are only bullies to everyone else globally when it benefits us personally? America's a big-ass bully. We go out into these other countries that we have nothing to do with, and we just bully people around to get them to believe what we want to believe and get them to follow our system of government and follow our belief systems and all that. When is it that we only care about America when there's something that goes on and happens in this country to us personally? Everything leading up to 9/11, we were out there bullying all these countries, trying to get oil for our own personal gain until someone comes in on 9/11 and attacks America. Now, we still can't even locate this person that committed these crimes, that bombed America. We can't even find this person, but we're out there doing all this other stuff. Here, North Korea is saying, hey, we got these nuclear bombs, we're going to use them. Who are they going to use them against? Well, we don't know. They could be us, it could be any other country that they want to try to control. When will we step up and say, enough is enough? Let's bomb these fuckers with nuclear weapons and show them what it really is like. See how they like it. Let's just stop pussyfooting around and acting like we're all diplomatic in this country when we know at the heart of things America is a big fucking bully. Let's go out there and blow these bastards up. Put an end to it right now before something else happens on our homeland. And face it, we can't take care of our own people in our own country. We have record numbers of homeless people, children that are being abandoned, children in orphanages that can't get adopted, but we have people that go overseas and adopt and take care of and fund all these projects overseas. We can't even take care of our own people right here next door to us. Why don't we as Americans get our asses together, learn to be real fucking citizens of this country, and support our own sick, our own dying, our own children, support ourselves before we go out and venture into other countries and support everybody else? It's fucking ridiculous. Alright. But now, I'm gonna calm down now. I wanna calm down, okay. Breathe, relax. Very zen. Let's all just get our heads out of our own asses and look at what's really going on in this world before something else happens. We're just going to kill ourselves. Come on, people. Get it together, alright? Alright. Now let's move on to other issues. Like I said, I just wanted to keep this one really short, really simple. I just wanted to gripe about certain things to get it out there, and I want to hear back from you guys. I want to hear back from you, the listeners. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Email me at pitstophumor@gmail.com. Call the hotline. Leave a message for me. Say that you hate me. Say you want to come and beat me up. Say you love the show. Say you want to subscribe. Tell me what you want to hear about. Anything. Call me. It's 206-666-5607. Leave a message. Okay, for Pit Stop Humor, the podcast, that is all for today. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, for listening, and hopefully you guys will come back and I can talk to you again. So until then, have a great time. Enjoy the weather while you can. The summer's starting up, everything. Get out there, have some fun, enjoy life. Everyone, take it easy. This is Damon. Peace.